Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of February 28, 2009, I'm Anmaraya Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Family planning saves money. For every tax dollar invested in family planning programs, $8 are saved, according to a February 24 report issued by the New York-based Guttmacher Institute. The nonpartisan research organization estimates that family planning programs prevent 1.94 million unintended pregnancies, and therefore 810,000 abortions as a result of those pregnancies each year. Without public funding for family planning programs, the U.S. abortion rate would be two-thirds higher. Low-income women are particularly reliant on family planning services, which also functions as primary health care. The authors recommend that states harvest the savings of preventive family planning to eliminate the complex and costly system of obtaining federal funding through waivers for Medicaid. Since 1980, an increase in Medicaid funding has been driven by 21 states that obtained waivers from federal government so they could use the funds for family planning and reduce their cost of providing pregnancy health care. But the process of obtaining waivers is expensive and difficult for states, and they must continually be renewed. In 2006, public expenditures for family planning totaled $1.85 billion, and 71% of that was funded through Medicaid. More news to cheer this week. In a 7-2 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a federal ban on firearms for people convicted of domestic violent crimes, the Washington Post reported. The 1996 law prohibiting abusers from possessing guns has prevented 150,000 people from obtaining them, according to the law's author, Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey. Justices John Roberts and Antonin Scalia dissented, arguing that the law was too vague in its application. The Obama administration will move to overturn the so-called conscience rule implemented by the Bush administration in December, the Los Angeles Times reported. The rule allows healthcare providers to refuse any service, treatment, or drug they morally object to, including abortion, birth control, and fertilization treatments for same-sex couples. In an 80-17 vote, the Senate confirmed Hilda Salas as Secretary of Labor on February 24th. Her confirmation, widely supported by women's advocacy groups, has been delayed for over a month as Republican lawmakers criticized her support for unions. Khulod Faghi and Asmahan Wuhaidi are the first two Palestinian women to become judges in an Islamic court, the Associated Press reported. They will preside over family law cases, divorces, inheritance and custody, in courts in the occupied West Bank. In Israel, Hanin Zubi took her seat in the Knesset as a member of the Tuchamu party, Alternet reported. Although other Arab women have served in the parliament, she's the first to represent an Arab party. Female candidates are lining up to run in 2010, the Politico reported. Ohio Secretary of State Jennifer Brunner has announced her bid for the Senate, joining her Missouri counterpart Robin Carnahan. At least five female representatives in Congress are considering bids for Senate as well, and over a dozen women have expressed early interest in the 2010 races. Even as career re-entry programs for working mothers are declining in the economic downturn, those aimed at bringing mid-level women in scientific fields back into the workforce are enjoying a growth spurt, the Wall Street Journal reported. In lower-tier science, engineering, and technical jobs, about 41% of workers are female, but about half of those women quit mid-career. And now for the downside of news, Cheers, Citi faces bias claims. In an article examining why women on Wall Street are disappearing, published by Forbes February 25th, the story of Amy Bartoletti at Citicorp is provided as a prime example. Bartoletti claims she was asked to head up a group to securitize home loans, but a male colleague complained that he wasn't selected, so they were both made co-heads and earned the same salary, despite her greater experience. In November, Bartoletti was laid off her job because the bank told her she was too expensive. Bartoletti and four other women have filed a bias complaint with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Since the stock market crash, 260,000 jobs have been lost in the financial and insurance sectors. Women were 64% of employees before the economic crisis, but represent 72% of the laid-off workers, according to Forbes. More news to Jer this week. Denver radio talk show host Peter Boyles referred to Representative Diana DeGette as Vagina DeGette and then refused to apologize for it, the Rocky Mountain News reported. After complaints about this vulgarity, Boyles repeatedly used the term to describe DeGette, the senior member of Colorado's congressional delegation. After 8 days, station owner Clear Channel ordered Boyles to stop. 4 women have been named to the 35-member cabinet in Zimbabwe, the Enterprise reported. In September, Zimbabwe signed the South African Development Community Protocol on Gender and Development that requires gender parity in public and private positions by 2015. U.S. District Judge Samuel Kent has been charged with a sex crime, the Associated Press reported. The Texas judge was accused of funneling 2 female court employees and attempting to force them into sexual acts. On February 23rd, Kent pleaded guilty to a charge of lying to investigators and immediately retired in an exchange for sex charges being dropped. German state bans on headscarves and religious symbols for teachers and civil servants discriminates against Muslim women, according to a February 26 report issued by the Human Rights Watch. The laws have been enacted in the past 5 years and are in effect in half of Germany's 16 states. As a result, Muslim women are leaving their jobs and even the country, according to Human Rights Watch. Texas public school students are routinely misinformed in sex education courses that emphasize abstinence over scientifically sound information about reproductive health, the Dallas Morning News reported. Researchers at Texas State University examined the documents from 990 of the state's 1,031 school districts and described the curriculum as shockingly poor. 94% of districts teach only abstinence, 4% of districts provide no sex education at all. Abstinence-only programs have a stranglehold on sexual education in Texas public schools, researchers concluded. Religious conservatives have launched a preemptive campaign against the nomination of Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius for Health and Human Services Secretary, the Washington Post reported. Sebelius is pro-choice and vetoed a bill that would have required doctors to report to state the reasons for performing an abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy. The controversy has stalled her official selection by President Obama, according to the Christian Broadcasting Network. Jennifer Thurston is managing editor of Women's E-News. Rita Henley Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anumara Iroque.